my name is Claudio Vollner, and I manage regulatory affairs and trade for the Canadian Sea Trade Association.
Thank you, Claudio, for joining me here at CSTA 2019 semi-annual meeting. We're in Calgary, Alberta. And I just want to start off by chatting a little bit about your trip to the Middle East recently. You were in Jordan, as I understand. Why were you there, and what was the biggest piece of knowledge you brought back from the Mideast?
I was there for the fall meetings of the International Seed Federation. That's their biannual working group meetings. And I took part in the Plant Breeding Innovation Working Group, in the Sustainable Agriculture Committee. My main purpose there is to connect to international colleagues to work on the policy decisions that ISF and positions that ISF is working on. And I would say the biggest piece of knowledge I'll take back from visiting the Middle East is that, it doesn't matter how small you are and how resource limited you are, like Jordan, especially for water. Each country is trying to expand their sea trade with different strategies and trying to adapt to their particular situation and geography. And in the case of Jordan, I think they try to become a hub. Even though they don't have many seed companies or seeds grown there, they try to become a stable hub for companies to ship their seed into Jordan and distribute it from there to the neighboring countries.
You've released the first CSTA market development report on the members section of your website. So obviously you're traveling the world, looking at the world markets, and you've come up with really a report that's the first of its kind for CSTA. Why is it a significant report?
I think it's just one more tool we can use as another member service, and in particular, I mean, the name is in our association, the Canadian Seed Trade Association. So we were looking at a few promising markets which we identified with the help of a consultant and our SeedStat tool, and I think it's great for Canadian seed companies, especially smaller and medium sizes, to look at opportunities abroad and diversify their markets. I mean, we have the big established ones like the US, where 70% of the seed goes, or China, but you can see that those big players can disrupt the market, and so we hope that through this report and maybe others to follow in the next years, we can highlight other opportunities for our members to ship seed to.
And for you, what's the biggest takeaway from the report for you personally? What's the biggest thing you learned?
It's interesting. So we focused on the Eastern EU and Turkey, so the Ukraine, former Soviet Union states, the Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and Turkey. And it surprised me how there are still remnants of that old system in place. And if those countries would improve their IP system, in the case of Ukraine, there's still large land holdings by remnants of the old system. If they would privatize this, I think they'll come a big player and can really increase their agricultural output and come up to the standards of the Western world that have all the technology in place.
And as far as market opportunities for the Canadian seed industry go, what's the biggest opportunity that lies ahead, but also the biggest challenge, do you think?
In terms of opportunities, I think we have great genetics, and the world is looking for Canadian seed, and there's a few regions that have similar climate, so I think we're looking at exports of forages, exports of pulse genetics, and some of the cereals as well, soybeans, canola to some extent. And in terms of challenges, it's in my line of work, it's mostly non-tariff trade barriers, phytosanitary measures that are not justified, and as we see recently with China, and it's like politics that you can't really influence, which might be a big deal for some of our members. And we're trying to help as best as we can with our presence in Ottawa to highlight those irritants and work at ISF to reduce those non-tariff trade barriers.